1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live, continuing our conversation for a few more minutes with Christophe Courchain from the Conservation Law Foundation, one of the leading voices against the Northern Pass Project, and one of which I've certainly learned a lot from, along with the Forest Society. You know, in looking at a number of the specific environmental concerns about this project, whether it's using existing rights of way, whether it's clearing some new routes through the North Country, particularly the northern parts of Coos County, what are some of the things that you continue to hammer the point on?
So there's a few categories of this, and you know, there's the one that has really captured the attention of people in New Hampshire is that you're talking about a massive infrastructure project through non-industrial, through rural areas. So wherever you cut that new route for the northern part of New Hampshire, you're going to change the character of that that area, and you end up having some significant ecological impacts when you cut a transmission line through. When you go farther south, you end up having probably fewer direct impacts. But you still have to build huge amounts of new infrastructure, construction equipment, the like, over an area that's really, really extensive, 140 miles. I mean, it's like building a 140-mile, 100-foot-wide power plant. I mean, that's really what we're doing with this project. And when you talk about these, some of these negotiations that have been going on, or threats that have been made about these easements that currently exist on the southern part, the threat is, well, we need a wider right of way, so we need to expand and further, cut down trees and make way for a wider corridor, or you can keep the current corridor and you'll have the 135-foot tower.
Yeah, yeah, or even taller. And I've heard of cases where they were told they'd be even much taller than that. You'd like 155-foot tall towers in your backyard? Then give us the more land.
So that's the type of conversation that's gone on. So there's really environmental impacts of building transmission lines. Now, those are, from our perspective, in many cases, you can mitigate them, you can manage them appropriately. If you're open to routing alternatives, if you're open to putting them in logical places, yep. We need transmission lines. It's kind of a reality of our life. However, the big issue that concerns CLF is that what we're doing is, buying a new, a source of power that we already buy some of this stuff, hydropower from Quebec.
Vermont's been doing it for a number of years,
and right now they send a huge amount of power into our region through an existing line that was built in through Vermont and western New Hampshire, and it goes down all the way to Massachusetts.
Yes,
So that's we've been doing this, but by basically incentivizing the Canadian government to build new projects, they've built all the easy projects up there. Now they're building very difficult, expensive projects that yield a lot less power than they used to for the amount of devastation that's required.
And then they have the price that goes along with it, too. So it may not end up being as cheap as a lot of people are being told it would be.
No, that's very true. I mean, this is a long-term economic gamble on the part of Hydro-Québec. And so if that's the basis on which we're going to alter our own landscape and really change fundamentally the ecology of the northern forest, which is really
our community character and the like. Yes.
Yes. It's from CLF's perspective, we're very focused on climate change. It's a real threat to us, and we view it as a real huge public policy problem for the entire world. And so
we need to honestly debate the possibility of alternatives to this project.
That's right.
Not saying no entirely.
Try
this instead.
Let's explore, the lesser impacting things that we could do, and do so in an honest way with honest accounting. And let's not just have it be a PR campaign to an inevitable result. And that's what we have right now. And yeah. It's going to start again as soon as they've signed on the dotted line and gotten the property that they need to draw a new line on the map.
Exactly. Well, Christoph Korshain, how do people find out more about Conservation Law Foundation?
Well, I'd encourage you to come to our website, as you mentioned, clf.org. We have a very detailed section on Northern Pass, and that's at clf.org/Northern Pass. Sign up for our email newsletter, which we put out every month. And
yep. They're very good ones.
It'll link to all the work that we're doing and updates that we have. So I'd encourage you to do that. Follow this as it develops. It's going to get into a very arcane permitting process before we know it. And having CLF on board to try to help interpret that and provide opportunities for the public to get involved, that's what we'll be doing.
So. And again, you've spoken at other community events. If any community is still thinking about organizing an event, they can get in contact with you.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and volunteer your services for you. How's that?
happy to go anywhere they'll have me.
All right. Thank you, Christoph. Good to see you.
Thanks, Brian. Good to see you, too.